GGF here on this Thursday morning. I hope everybody is having a good day. 64 degrees outside. Feels pretty good. We're going to get up to a high of about 87. And in studio with me today from the Coffeyville Summer Celebration, we have Mike Bradley and Gail Smith. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning.
Doing good.
Well, guys, announced last week that the Coffeyville Summer Celebration will be happening this year on July 11th at Walter Johnson Park. And one of the things I was asking you off air, you know, everybody's excited about this, but at one point, was there a fear that the celebration may be canceled this year?
Yeah. Well, you know, when this pandemic started, well, we postponed. We really didn't cancel, but we postponed it, and it was up in the air whether this was going to happen this year or not. And then, you know, things started clearing up, and we got the all clear from the county emergency management. So.
And that's good to hear, and especially since with me and outdoors, it's a little bit safer out there because not everybody's crammed into one building. But to get to the actual celebration itself, there is going to be a lot of things going on this year. And can you just tell us what activities we can expect out there at the Summer Celebration?
Yeah, first thing in the morning, about 7 o'clock, we have the 5K and the Fun Walk. It starts over at the Ron Stevens Building. Farmers Market, they always are on Saturdays out at our Walter Johnson Park, and we never wanted to take that away from them for our event. So the farmers market will open up at around 7 too. More of the local farmers come in, and so it's getting to be a pretty big event over there. And then car show registration starts about 8 o'clock. Cars start coming in. Last year we had 5 states that came to us, different car clubs and everything. We were right at 300 cars last year, so that gets big. That runs through the day. Christy Fouts, their dance team this year, about 11:30 in front of the main stadium, they're going to put on a dance show. So about around 11:30 or 12, they'll be dancing. We have the DJ that starts playing. Usually he's set up and ready to go, and he starts playing at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he runs till 6 o'clock. Our vendors are coming in. A lot of them come in on Friday, but they'll be coming in and get set up by 10 and getting everything going. This year we are we're disappointed, but we thought it was the best because COVID that we're not going to have our water slides this year, just to not get all the kids together like that. Then at 3 o'clock, I always forget the name, at the Great Duck Clash Race.
Yeah, the CCC Quack Clash, I think is what it's called. And that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've talked to them and they talked to us, and we thought it was a pretty good deal. We'll just team up, let them come out. If you haven't ever seen one, it's quite the event. I mean, if you like rubber ducks, there'll be rubber ducks. And they build this track down the main road, set it to water, and ducks run down there. They have different heats. The winners of every heat go to a final heat, and the winner of that wins everything. Plus, they're having raffles during that from 3 to 6, and you can buy chances on the raffle. And all the money for that goes to the police and fire department here, our local police and fire department. The money that they raise for the main races goes to the athletic department up at the college.
So that's all of those funds go into a good cause. And also, it looks like I was looking at the thing here, pinstriping as well is going on as well.
Yeah, our main pinstriper that we've had every year, because of this, it was a disappointment. He had planned a vacation that week since we postponed, and he can't get out of vacation, so he's trying to round up another pinstriper. We have Ryan DeMott from Forged in Fire, and there's a lot of Forged in Fire fans I found in Coffeyville just looking at our Facebook page. He'll be bringing some of his specialty knives down, talking to the public. I don't know if he's going to do any forging or not. It'll be hot July 11th.
Right.
And then at 6 o'clock, our bands start, and I'll let Gail go ahead and
Well, Backroads Band and the Retro Rockers have been out there with us for the last 2 years, and so they put on such a good show, we're just going to let them. They really mix up the music and just put on a really excellent show. They'll start about 6, and they'll run, 30, 40 minutes at a time, and then the other band will take over and run until about probably around 9:45. And we'll probably make some announcements in, and then go to, go to our fireworks show, which probably lasts about 40, 45 minutes. It's gonna be huge this year. My guys up that shoot them for us, they're out of Kansas City, and they've done it. Well, they've done it for me for this about probably around 15th year, but the years that we've had it out here, they just put on a really excellent show. So come out and see that, because he said he's going to make the sky light up, and it's going to be noisy.
Yeah. One of the things that they look at, we look at everything every year, and we're seeing a lot of the people, because of the stadium, don't get to see the groundworks, and because they put on a fantastic ground display also. And Gail got with them, and so there's going to be a lot more aerial this year, a lot more bigger bangs, and if there's more, I don't know how, because they rocked the world last year, I thought, with bangs. One thing I didn't mention is at 8 o'clock is the kiddie car show. We have a kiddie car show, too. They bring all the kids from...
Around 2 o'clock.
But registration starts. Starts at 8 over at the Ron Stevens building. Kids take their cars and set them up over there. The parents do a fantastic job of decorating the cars up. The kids get a come in costume if they want. Then at 2 o'clock, we turn them loose out on the main street to do a cruise, just like we do cruises down 8th Street now. But the kids get to do a cruise, and it ends up being like a figure eight race, a demolition derby, just all out. And it's one of the highlights of the day. You know, we started it when we started Summer Celebration. We started with like 8 cars, and I think we were up to almost 30 or 40 last year. And so it's quite the event, and the kids really love it, and the spectators really love it.
Oh, it sounds like a blast for sure. And of course, you guys are being sponsored this year by Dollar Tire Store, M&W Liquor, Lawns by Bradley, Blake's Automotive, and the City of Coffeyville, guys helping organize and sponsor this year. And if anybody has any questions about, any further questions about the celebration this year, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can get a hold of me. Try to get a hold of me. My phone hasn't stopped ringing in the last week. 620-988-0038.
And my number, Gail Smith, is 620-252-8688. And you can also, we've got a Facebook page, and we have a Coffeyville Summer Celebration website that we're trying to keep updated. And you can go to that and see what's going on. It's gonna be a day. And I also want to mention, we've usually got 6 months to start planning this. And we just got the okay like a week ago, and I think Mike told me within about the first 4 hours of after we posted it, he had like 30 some vendors calling wanting to know if they could be there. Everybody wants to get out and do something. This will be probably one of the first events that really goes on after this pandemic. And yeah, there's a lot of people that just want to, get away from the cabin fever and come out.
Get out and just have a lot of fun. Sounds like there's going to be lots of things going on out there. Again, this is going to be on July 11th at Walter Johnson Park. And you said it starts early in the morning. Like, I do believe 7 in the morning is when the 5K starts. And then registration for the kiddie car show, which sounds like a lot of fun. That begins at 8, and we'll go all day, concluding with the huge fireworks show that you said is going to be about 40 to 45 minutes long. That's going to be amazing to watch that, and I'm definitely excited for. I've never seen a fireworks show go that long, and that's going to be so cool to watch.
And the nice thing about it, it'll be a lot of the fireworks, not a lot of them, but there's always new fireworks, stuff that you haven't seen in the air. It is the highlight, one of the highlights of the day. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about is our local businesses here in town. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for those. The businesses, the radio station here, they help us tremendously by, you know, talking about it all the time, keeping it in people's minds and all of that stuff. So there's a lot of things. Summer Celebration started just by Gail, myself, and Andy getting together. Gail used to have it out at his house, and it got too big for out there, and he came to me, and or we all got together and said, we're not going to be those people that says there's nothing to do in Coffeyville. All you have to do is do, you know. Mm-hmm. If you want something to do, it will happen, and this has grown tremendously. It's one of the top events, you know, in the city every year now, besides our Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We just enjoy doing it for people, but there's a lot of thanks for the businesses that help us out every year. So,
yeah, they've been real, real responsive this year because we've only got a month to get this in the works. And I think I've hit every business front in town with flyers, and the businesses are really coming through for us. You know, they're the ones that put this on. They're the ones that really help us put this on, and I commend them highly.
And we appreciate them, and we appreciate you guys working so hard to get this together. Like you said, usually you have 6 months to put it together. Basically, you've had a month to put it together now, in that it seems like just the response has been amazing from just local citizens to businesses in the area. So, guys, again, I thank you so much for coming in today. Again, you can go to Coffeyville's Summer Celebration. They have a Facebook page that you can go to. You can contact Gail and Mike at their numbers. We told them earlier. For Gail, it's 620-252-8688. And for Mike, 620-988-0038. Again, that is July 11th at Walter Johnson Park. This Coffeyville Summer Celebration. Guys, I thank you so much for coming in today, and we look forward to seeing you on July 11th.
We'll be there.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Denise York and Coffeyville's Reawakening coming up. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.